Okay, Saturday night, very disappointing loss to end our season in San Francisco. We've started the evaluation process approximately noon Sunday after arriving back from the game, about 4:30. I've had the opportunity to speak to every player throughout Sunday and Monday, and spent today more on the medical side of it. And then we'll continue tomorrow, starting with the coaches. So looking back on the season, I felt it was a season of a lot of adversity. But the one thing I really appreciated about this football team was its ability to respond. You know, unfortunately, we don't have the opportunity this year to respond to the San Francisco loss. You know, every time we encounter adversity through injuries, through a loss, we lined up the next week and responded. There's a lot to look at, like there is every single year. It's important for us as a coaching staff and particularly leadership part of our football ops to look at everything like we always do, take the emotion out of it, and make the right decisions as we move forward. That process will obviously take a couple more weeks, a little longer than we anticipated, obviously, with us, the coaching staff, coaching in the Pro Bowl next week. You know, it's tough. The goal around here is not just to win 12 games, not just to win the division championships. Our goal will always be the same here. So I do appreciate the support, concern, and understand the disappointment of the fans. But this is the best organization in all professional sports. We will have the resources. We'll make the right decisions as we move forward. So with that, I'll take your questions.
Do you feel like you're closer to being a championship team than it showed on the second half?
Well, I don't think you just take one segment of one game and determine, you know, how close you are to a championship. You know, obviously, if a championship is determined of one game, then we'd all line up and play one quarter or so forth. So our goal going into this season, looking back on it, you know, part of the conversations I'll have with the coaching staff and then later in the person with the personnel department is the ability to get this team to improve during the course of the year. I feel like we did that in some aspects because you want to play your best football at the end of the year. And San Francisco was the better team Saturday night. We did not play our best football in that game, and that's something that I obviously as the head coach have to take a very, very close look at because I felt that we were ready mentally. There's, you know, definitely some things we did not handle schematically, and no one will be tougher on that than ourselves.
Mike, is Dom going to be back as your defensive coordinator?
Like I've stated already, our process has already started. There's no decisions on anybody. I have great, great faith and respect for Dom Capers and all of our coaches. But everything top to bottom will be evaluated.
When you look at when you took a hard look at that defensive tape, what happened against the read option?
Well, actually, I haven't watched the defensive tape. You know, like I've just stated, I've spent the last 2 days. I've talked to every member of our football team. It's obviously very time-consuming. Actually, I will start with the defense tomorrow at 8 a.m. So that's the first group that we'll look at, and that'll take me through the weekend, and then we have to go to Hawaii. Frankly, that's why I don't like doing this press conference. I wish we could have a couple of days to do this press conference, because it seems like this comes up every year.
Can you talk about what you think needs to improve on defense?
Say it again?
Can you talk about what you think needs to improve on defense?
Well, let's just state the obvious. I mean, we had 579 yards we've given up to our opponent. We could talk about adjustments. We could talk about all you want, but you know, the fact of the matter, we'll go through every play like we do every week. We'll go through every call. I'm on the headsets. You know, I hear all the communication. I hear all the adjustments, the options of what we're trying to do and the things that are happening and so forth. If it was easy as making another call, trust me, it would have been done. So it wasn't one guy. There's more involved than that. So everybody has an opinion. I've heard all the opinions from the players the last 2 days. I've done this long enough now that I feel I have a pretty good filter to sort out what's real and what's emotion. So that's really what this process is about. And I can promise you, as I've always done, there's things that will come out of those meetings yesterday. There'll be a lot of things that will come out of these meetings here in the next couple of weeks that will be applied to the way we train our football team next year. We don't ever try to stay the same. We're very open to doing things a better way, but I have a lot of confidence in on the way we go about our business. So, but we will improve.
Mike, after the game, some of the players said they weren't expecting as much when you got, and also that they had limited time to practice it. Do you think they underestimated how much they were going to run it?
Well, I think it's like a lot of things schematically. I mean, you know, when you watch San Francisco offense, I mean, it's a high volume schematically offense. I mean, if you look at just their different blocking schemes, talking with B.J. Raja, you know, he played the three technique, you know, a number of times in the game, probably saw five or six, seven different combination blocks just on that one technique. That's not a normal day. You know, that's not a normal. So, I mean, yes, we were definitely challenged schematically, basically on the option play. Did we spend enough time on it? Well, obviously we didn't, because we didn't handle it very well. So, but we also were a team that was coming out of a, you know, probably two really playoff games, coming off a 6-day week. You know, you look, you know, I've already looked, you know, I looked at Wednesday's practice and adjustments you make because of the health of your teams and things like that. So you can't go backwards. But we did not handle it, and that's the facts of the matter.
Mike, what about offensively? What do you look back at when you're self-critical? What do you look back on in that game and say, "This I didn't do well enough here. I didn't do well enough."
Well, you know, offensively, frankly, I mean the way the game was called and the plan, I feel very good about, and I felt confident when we watched it Thursday that'll hold true. The first thing is just the number of attempts at the plate. You know, really our offense didn't have enough attempts at the plate, frankly. I thought the ability to spread them out. I thought DeJuan Harris ran the ball well. I thought Aaron played well. The two turnovers I thought were huge momentum plays for San Francisco there in the first half. We talked about not coming home with anything on our call sheet. We did not achieve that. So we had a number of things that we would have liked to have gotten to. But you had a package here specifically for Randall Cobb that was effective in the second half. But we had a couple drops in the second half that you wish you'd have came back. There's two plays, frankly, that I know even when I only need to see it that I wish I had back. I tried to take a shot on the one first down on the same series that we ended up on fourth and four. And the second regret is in hindsight, I wish I would have went for it on fourth and four just based on the way the defense was playing. The time of possession was a concern at halftime and it continued into the third quarter. I have been aggressive on fourth down throughout the season. But our thought process was Tim and Mason were both kicking the ball well. I was confident Tim could pin them back down there when we played field position. So Tim did that, and we obviously didn't hold them, and they had that long, 9-10 minute drive, and frankly, that's what broke our back.
Did something happen to Harris? He was running the ball and kind of playing with things. Did he get his bell rung on that one helmet to helmet hit?
He was fine. He's fine.
I guess why did you go away from him?
I didn't go away from him. I just answered your question. We had a number of different personnel groups. We had a lot of offense that were available. If I recall, the start of the second half, we went to four wides to run him. You know, I wanted to run. There was a package to run him into four wides. We ran it on first down. We had an issue with alignment with a shoe. Ran it on second down, and then didn't convert on third down. So then I went to the Randall Cobb package. Which we went down and scored on, if I remember correctly. And I think we had about a 6-play drive and an 8-play drive. And then we were in a 2-minute drill.
Mike, with how much you had to cut back reps from practice with injuries, schedule issues, how much was that? Was it significant? And what effect do you think that had just cumulatively?
It's always significant. I mean, it's not an excuse. I think anybody that knows how to train a football team, you know, when you talk about injuries, they always throw the statistic up that how many games your players missed. But to me, that's not the biggest issue, frankly, from my opinion. It's how it affects your practice. You know, when you're practicing and you got 45 or 46 players that you know are healthy for the game, you have to lower the risk during the practice week because there is risk every time you take the practice field. So, the injuries affect your practice, your training, your team more than anything. I think it's responsibility of the coaching staff to overcome injuries to win games. But the challenge is the practice. I mean, trust me, I don't like doing walk-through practices on a in-season Wednesday. I don't think that's in the best. It doesn't do. That's not best for the whole team, particularly when you have younger players that need those reps. The padded practice rule will always bother me because I think you need to be in pads throughout the year for your football team, specifically just if it's the individual work and not for the threat of the team drill. Because I get the threat of when you have pads on, the team drills is a higher risk drill. So, but you know, that's part of the. That's part of the new era of football that we're in. You know, just as far as training your team, and you know, some guys are probably going to figure it out a little better than others, and that you know potentially gives you an edge. But injuries affect your practice more, frankly, I think, than they do the games.
Mike, 2 out of 3 years, you've had a remarkable amount of injuries.
Absolutely.
How much do you have to look at what you're doing in the offseason?
Well, I don't know how we can say what we're doing in off season is a factor. I mean,
you train, not necessarily how much, but the way you train, the way you're coaching.
I think the factor is probably more on what you don't do coming off of last year because, you know, I'm not going to I don't know what every other team does, but I think our strength conditioning staff does a great job of training our players when they are here in cycles. If it was a 13-week off-season program, we never brought them all, you know, ran them all the way through. They have an excellent understanding that, you know, the body trains better in 4 or 5 week cycles. Then you take a week off and things like that. So those things were in place long before the CBA came into place here. So with the new CBA, it's really, to me, the stress points on the athlete is what are they doing before they get here and how they're doing it before they get here and once they leave. So. That's what I think you have to take a closer look at. You got to look at the training camp, which, you know, training camp's evaluated as we go through it. It's a lot of notes on the way we did training camp last year. A number of things will probably be adjusted. I did not like our team where it was at coming out of the new offseason format. I thought so much there was a lot of attention put on the NFL clubs on how you were practicing, and I thought it took a lot longer than I recall to get your team to practice the right way. I mean, it always takes you a little time for that. So, I mean, all those things are part of the evaluation process, and you have to take a close look at as you make this next step. But coming off of this new off-season program into training camp, it's obviously different. Well, I mean, Aaron played every game, practiced every day. I think it's a credit to him. You know, he did not pass the physical, so he will not be playing in the Pro Bowl, and he's got a couple things, you know, going on. But I know he did have an office visit today with Dr. McKenzie.
Mike, you talked about change earlier.
Obviously, I'm sorry, where you at? All right.
You talked about change earlier. It's part of the game. But have you thought about next year about how this team might change? You might be losing a couple guys.
Well, I think most importantly, change is constant. I think everybody understands that. I don't know exactly what the statistics are, but I know it has been around 20% for us. The way your roster changes every year, so and that will probably hold true again this year. I mean, we're a draft and develop football team, so. Just the way we always teach and program everything to the youngest guy to make sure everybody's given an opportunity to make our 53. I think we'll definitely be in that position again.
What do you think about your Michael?
Guy, how do you view the read option offense? Is it kind of like flavor of the day, or is it here to stay? And this is the way of the future.
Well, I mean, it's to me, football is a big cycle, and I was very fortunate as a young professional coach to learn that. And I can remember Jimmy Ray, long time coach in the NFL and played in the league. I mean, heck, he's got to be in the league 50 years now. So, and he told me, he's just remember this game is just a big circle. He says, you know, right now the Bear defense may be in vogue, and then he said, then that'll be the 3-4, and he talked about the history and how certain people, I think maybe Lou Holtz tried to take the option to the Jets back. You know, so I think, you know, it isn't very often that you come up with something new. I mean, there are some new wrinkles. I think the pistol is definitely a new item that's here to stay. Anytime someone has success with something, everybody else is going to look at it. You know, but to me, it's still football. It's the ability to stress, you know, whether it's your contain element, whether you're stressing the force element, or you're trying to, you know, stress the, you know, a three technique running option football. And whether you're running an option route in the passing game, running an option game in the run game, those are good schemes. You know, it's and when you have someone that has that experience versus a group that does not have as much experience against, you're a threat of what happened to us Saturday night. I mean, it's no excuse. I don't feel good about the 579 yards. Don't make no mistake about it. But that's the types of things that happens, you know, I don't say yearly, but I think a lot of people will be looking at you, and you may see more of it.
What do you think about your Michael Finley season?
The first day you were hired, that was the goal. How difficult has it been, now that you've won one, to create that hunger for your staff in the ensuing years?
Oh, I don't think it's hard to create. I mean, I think it's harder because, you know, I think once you get there, you understand really how hard it is to win one. I mean, it's, you know, I think any time you climb the mountain for the first time, the excitement, the youthfulness, the new experience part of it, you know, that type of energy is something you can tap into. You know, but then you look back on it, and then you see all the, you know, everything that was involved with it. Now you understand how tough it really is, the responsibility of being a past champion. I think the biggest challenge in this business is handling success. Are the individuals of your football team, have they handled the success of winning a Super Bowl and 15-1 season, and now this year, is that factored in the how your locker room operates? Is it factored in how your coaching staff operates? Is it factored in how your personnel department operates? So success changes people, and you always want to make sure it's for the best, and that's sometimes not always the truth.
What do you think of
Yeah, I really felt JaMychal Finley was a different man, different player from the bye week on. You know, had an opportunity to talk to him about that at length in his exit interview. So I feel very good about the way he finished the year. Did some good things Saturday night, but you know there is a change in that young man. So I feel very good about, you know, the way he, like I said, whatever week that was. But, you know, we all have to look at that first half, too, and make sure that's part of the evaluation because we're all judged on 17 games.
Mike, I know your defense didn't play the way you wanted it to in the last game, but when we would ask you about Mason, it was always Mason Crosby's anchor. And, you know, your defensive coordinator is taking a lot of slings outside the building. I guess I'm wondering, you can't say for sure whether he's going to be back or not?
Well, I'm not making no decisions, but I feel very confident that Don Capers is going to be our defensive coordinator. But I think it's totally premature to make those types of that's what knee-jerk reactive people do. You don't make crazy decisions like that, especially a man of Dom Capers' ability. I mean, his experience. You know, I trust him. The level of responsibility he has with our coaching staff. You know, and I think it's ridiculous that I have to answer the question. Frankly, you know, I'm appalled by it. And there's a process that goes on. I would not do my job. I would not fulfill my responsibility if I didn't look at the job Dom Capers done, what Mike McCarthy's done, what Tom Clements has done, all the way down. And I can promise you that's what's going to happen. So I don't dig the drama stuff, and I get the concern, and we have, you know, we have great fans, but there are no decisions going to be made today, and they've never been, we've never operated that way, and never will.
Thank you. Why didn't Aaron Rodgers pass
the physical? He has a couple of issues going on, and what part of it is his knee, and the specifics, once again, if he wants to share that with you, I'm sure he will.